It's 102.5 The Bone.
Started out, I was like, what is going on? Although listen, this is still...
Trying to get you in the good mood and trying to get you in the singing mood.
I'll play some real banjo.
Oh, this is real. This is good stuff.
Now, this is off of what, the New Jersey album or no?
This is Keep the Faith off of the album of the
what is it?
Same name.
While you're looking up for it?
What?
Huh?
There's nothing you're going to quiz me about Bon Jovi that I don't know.
What teenager delivered, hand-delivered, a letter to Richie Sambora?
Sadly, Galvin, that guy was not a teenager.
Oh, no. How old were you?
Maybe I was a teenager. Might have moved on the cusp of my adult years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That same guy shared it with millions and millions of people years later. Held on to it.
Yes.
Held on to that story until we had Richie Sambora on the show. Thank you very much.
Something else.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you missed out. And I probably will never tell it again. You have to listen to Best Of.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we don't have Best Of coming up for a long time.
Yeah, it makes me happy.
By a long time, I mean March.
Okay.
No, I don't even know if we're going to do Best Of in March. March will be really our first vacation of the year because that's when... spring break is for my children.
Right.
And then after that, sometime over the summer, not again. Before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving. Oh no, God. Before you know it, we'll be going to the cruise. Yeah. This cruise is going to be, I don't know why, but for some reason, people pick the cruises that they want to be excited about. Like the last year's was okay. It was, we expected to have a smaller group of people. We had like, what, 200 and something people?
Because it was a 7-day. Yeah.
And we know that not everybody could take off. We did that because it was the 10th anniversary. So then we went back to the shorter cruise, but it's like every other one, as you know, is going to be insane.
Yeah.
When I have to beat the comedians off from wanting to go or from going.
What?
They want to go.
That gets them to go?
No, I don't have to beat the comedians off to go. You know what I'm saying? Carlos Mencia is like, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And I bet you Bobby Kelly ends up going, too.
Well, in this year's cruise, I just think it's cool, the spots that we're going.
Cozumel and Key West.
Yeah, because
there's nothing cool about Cozumel except the Cozumel Palace.
Yes. Right, but it's all you can drink mojitos and
no.
Tequila.
Listen to me. All what I'm saying is that from a guy who has been to Cozumel 18 times, there is nothing cool to do there except what we do.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you can go ahead and say, well, we've booked the ultimate trip. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Until you're with 300 people in a pool drinking mojitos served by little Mexicans.
Yes.
With a guy and a monkey.
Uh-huh. And delicious food.
Yeah. And me getting roofied. Yeah. You've never been to Cozumel the way we go to Cozumel.
Galvin crushing volleyball in the
yes.
pool.
Yes.
The world's angriest volleyball player.
Listen, if you get in the water and you're going to play volleyball, play.
Right.
Don't half-ass it.
So what if it's 35-on-30 team?
Yeah.
Galvin takes it like he's in the Olympics.
Right. So, Arch Cry takes it real when he's,
that's
on,
right.
the, when he's
made
on the court.
It's because it's 2-on-2.
Sand.
Not 35-on-37 or whatever we play. So we will be going back there again this year, and we will be going to Key West. Now, in Key West, we're going to be doing a Budweiser pump crawl.
Never been there.
You've never been to Key West?
Oh, man.
I went and saw my mom in Marathon, which is an hour.
It's 26.2 miles away from.
She'll meet us in Key West?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I've never. But I went down to see her, and I never made it all the way down. So this will be my first time going to Key West.
True or false, Mike Spanish and I have all been to Key West together.
True.
That is true.
That is true.
Yeah.
We got to do
just
it again.
Just the three of us.
Yeah.
Just the three best friends that anyone could have.
It was Gay Week, we didn't know.
Yeah. No, we knew.
Joey's Gay Week.
We knew. Joey's
Gay Week. Whenever we go, it's Gay Week. Whether it's Gay Week there or not, it's Gay Week.
Did we go to the topless bar that time?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No,
that was when I went there with the previous cruise, with the before you worked here. We went with Brent and his wife. Yeah, it was just a topless bar.
Nice.
You know, it was a lady with giant mom breasts.
Well, now, when you say topless bar, you mean patrons can get topless or
anybody?
Anyway,
the bartenders were all topless ladies.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like a strip club. It was a rooftop bar.
Or a white Russian.
No. It was a fun time, but it was a little bit. It was
ladies
like
on a scale of 1 to 10.
Some 6, some 9s.
Really?
Yeah, And it was just a, and it wasn't like a strip club where everybody was like, you know, sexy. Everybody's just laying, hanging out, drinking topless.
When I was bartending, there was a guy and he looked like he easily could have been homeless. And his girlfriend or old lady, I guess he would refer to her as, she was, you know, you could tell very trailer, but at least tried to put airs on and, you know, wash it off a little bit, make it nice, whatever. And he was like, you want to see my old lady's boobies? And I'm like, all right.
I mean, what do you say? You don't want to say no.
Yeah, I was like,
yes, but no.
Okay, I guess. And she showed the most glorious boobs I think I've ever saw.
Really?
If you would have cut around the boobs and got rid of the top and bottom part,
yeah,
and just had they were fantastic. Like, that was when I was 19. I still remember. No, they were real. They were fantastic, and they were unbelievable. And I went, oh, Dirty Bird?
Yeah.
Hiding those in the dumpster, huh? Check that out. Because she had kind of like a big loose shirt on. And
how old was she?
Probably then. She was probably 40-something. Oh, you know, nice. And I'm like 20, whatever.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's impressive.
Yeah,
I've seen the future.
You feel like doing a little singing today?
I always feel like singing.
Let me get you on the top of the mountain,
check,
Gavin.
Check. 1, 2. Top of the mountain. No, nothing's working.
Not
check.
The top of the mountain.
Hello, yeah, hello, bye. Bon Jovi. 1, 2, 3, Bon Jovi.
Ready?
Yes. Bon Jovi. No, is that thing on? Is that working
that's
over there?
That's on, yeah. I don't know if they took, did they dismantle something?
Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Oh, is that what some of this stuff is, I wonder?
Oh, no. Will you be able to sing without your mountainous echo? Well, why do you have to plug that in? Wouldn't engineering be responsible for plugging things in? Oh, brother. I don't like it when I feel like he's going to hit something and the power is going to go down.
We're going to get electrocuted through our headphones.
Please, God, no. Please, God,
I know.
No.
No, but I always have these potted down, so that doesn't make any sense why that would be. Can you reset that thing?
I did already. Yeah.
Oh, no.
What did you do?
I don't know, Gavin. I think your voice is good enough on its own.
Try it now. Try now.
Check, check. 1, 2. No.
No. Hold on. Try now.
Check. 1, 2.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Fixed.
Did I do something or are you doing it?
I did it.
All right. Check. 1, 2. Oh, there you go. I'm very reverby.
Very good.
Good. All right. Let me get a contestant on the line.
I'll be there for you.
Justin. Good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Good. Something off a slippery and wet.
You can't pick one.
Yeah.
It's not how this game works, sir. We're not asking you to do a duet with us.
It's not request line.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if they have more than one album, you should branch out a little bit.
I know.
Who are you going to take to the show?
My chick. She's hot.
She's hot? Is she a big fan?
Yeah.
Not she's Mia. Mia being a Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right,
I tried to get her on there, like, both ways, but it didn't work out.
What do you mean you tried to get her on both ways? Like the bud?
I tried to call her.
Oh, you mean three-way it?
Yeah, three-way. Three-way her, but it went to voicemail.
All right, well, try not to screw this up, and hopefully you'll get to take her to the show. Stand by, sir.
And now it's time for Sing Along with Galvin.
I'm the man in the bar. And here I go again on my own. I can't believe the news today. Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son. Include everyone.
And now it's time for Sing Along with Galvin.
All right, Justin, I got Galvin up on the rock and roll stage. I've got Bon Jovi ready to play background music for you. Galvin, you ready?
I am ready.
Justin, are you ready?
Yes.
Galvin stops. Justin must sing in order to win. You get it right, you're going to see Bon Jovi. If not, loser on Valentine's Day. Here we go.
Song for the broken hearted. No silent prayer for the faith departed. I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my
And you cursed.
And one of the best performances by me.
That was great, yeah.
You should be watching on Bone TV because he's really channeling his inner Sayreville.
I just put a Superman tattoo on my arm.
Robbie will know. Hi, Robbie. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
All right, Rob, you ready to do a little sing-along with Galvin?
I'm going to try my best.
Galvin stops, you take over. Here we go. Here we go, I say, Robbie. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, hold on.
This is a song for the brokenhearted.
I don't think those are the words.
That was a very profound lyric, sir. I'm sorry. That is not right. You are not a winner. I have time for one more contestant. Then we got to bring Ian Beckles in the studio. Let's go to Matt. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
What's going on?
Hi, Matt. You ready to sing a little Bon Jovi with Galvin?
Absolutely.
All right. Galvin stops. You take over. If you get it wrong, nobody's getting the tickets. I can't go through this anymore. Here we go.
Come on. It's a great song.
All right. Well, I know it's a great song when John sings it.
You can't go through with it because you know anybody can sing it because I can sing it as well as John.
You're singing fine.
Yeah.
I just don't want to hear it.
Oh, okay.
This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. In the crowd, you're gonna hear my name when I shout it out loud. It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my
yeah. Very good with the bow bow and everything.
Very nice.
Good job, sir. Good job. You are going to see Bon Jovi. You and a guest. Maybe a girl, maybe a guy. I don't know what you're into. I don't judge.
Oh, thank you, girlfriend.
Right. Very nice. I taste blood in my mouth. Is that a bad sign? I don't know what I did there.
Hold on, sir. Carmen will get all your information. Get them the tickets. Hey, listen. John's bled from his mouth a lot over the years.
All right.